Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, today would be a good show to share with your family and friends. And I'll tell you why here in just a moment. And I have to say, though, whoa, is it a gorgeous Sunday morning here in the great Pacific Northwest as I look over my shoulder and out the window. Oh, well, and first I'll bring on, as always, bright and cheery. Well, not always bright and cheery, but sometimes. He was last week. He's doing pretty good today, too. That would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberges, here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
I should, for anybody that doesn't know, I should, that's because we're not morning people.
That's true.
And you're usually very busy. But how long has it been since we've looked out the window and seen a beautifully clear, totally clear blue sky and the Olympics and everything?
Can't beat it. Get used to it, at least for another day or two.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Should be nice tomorrow as well.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. And it's a good thing because I'm on round two of cutting the grass this afternoon. How about you? Have you broken out the mower yet?
I had a strategy session this morning on my way pulling up my vehicle out of the driveway. Everybody in my neighborhood kind of mowed their yards earlier this week.
Well, so no, but you don't keep up with the Joneses.
No, I'm the counter.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking tomorrow would be a good time to mow my yard because then my grass will be shorter than everybody else's. Because they've had a good week and some rain to grow
so
back
up. So you'll be ahead of the game.
That's my game. It's always like to be ahead. I'm always behind, but then I'll have at least a good full week of being ahead.
All right.
And for some reason, some strange reason, that matters to me.
Uh-huh.
And only me.
All right. And in the mood studio, as always, would be call screener Kathy is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Good to be here. It's beautiful out there.
Isn't it? And I don't know. You don't seem to chime in on our cutting the grass stories. You don't have any grass to cut, do you?
Oh, I cut grass yesterday.
You did? Oh,
yes,
okay.
I did. Then lots of weeding and, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was cutting ferns yesterday. You have to cut them back by tax day.
Yeah.
So I was... I have got a haystack of ferns because I'm saving them for a friend who has a farm that gardens and uses the ferns, you know, to put in between the rows and stuff. And so I have like a haystack. I mean, a huge haystack.
Wow.
Full for waiting. All righty then. So let's finish setting the table. And I'm delighted to see, you know, I'm always happy when I have a full studio and guests here. But it's especially special today. Because there's family in the studio, and that's a rarity. In fact, well, I know sometimes I've had family, other cousin on the phones before, but I don't know that I've ever had family in the studio. So I'm delighted to welcome my cousins, Marcy and John Edwards. Good morning, Marcy and John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. And I'm so glad that you're here. And you are here specifically because as soon as we get official here and get rolling, we're going to be talking about your phenomenal up-close and personal experience with the gray whales down in Baja very recently. So I can't wait to get started with that. But as long as we're on the subject of cutting the grass, I know you live out in the Edmonds area. Have you started your grass cutting routines this year yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Four times.
Four times for you?
Yeah.
John, I think you're going to want to get a little closer to your microphone or, you know, pull it in just a little bit to you or speak up a little bit because I don't know, John, Mike, are you hearing him okay? Let's try that again.
Okay. I can, well, I'm right here.
There
I'm right. Kissing the microphone.
And you have that sultry, low voice too.
Well.
And.
Well, I'm enjoying the fact that he's the one that can't be heard. So. Usually it's me.
Well, and I always remember you as the talker in the family. Now, just so everyone knows, Marcy is my actual cousin. John gets the title by marriage, mm-hmm. but it's been so long. I mean, I think of you both as my cousins, but the bloodline is through Marcy.
That's right.
And you are the oldest daughter of my mom's sisters.
That's right.
Kids, which Marty Camp Wilson, my mother's sister, for those of you that have been around for a long time and know. But you have three siblings, younger, and the youngest daughter, Rosie, was named after my mom, and I was named after your mom.
Yes.
And we all grew up together, family-wise, in Seattle in the same neighborhood. So we had our little Laurelhurst growing up together. And I was thinking about you as the show started, you know, when we play Red Robin. That's mm-hmm. actually the original recording of the Red Robin. And I'm wondering if I don't know if you were ever around to hear me playing that as a kid. But there's a story why I play that, why that song is our theme song. Well, first of all, like, you know, Mike has joined the club, and that, you know, I'm not a morning person.
Yeah.
And I never have been, other than when I was a very, very young kid. And I think the only reason I was an early morning person was because my brother and I slept in the same bedroom, and he, you know, got us up. But way back when, it was the Norwalk first house in Laurelhurst, which was down on 42nd.
Right.
And when my brother and I would wake up early on the weekend mornings, we would go downstairs, because the bedrooms were upstairs on the second floor.
I remember that.
We would go downstairs to the dining room, which was right below my parents' bedroom. And I had one of those, you know, record players. I mean, I don't know that anybody even has record players anymore. But I had a little, a 45 record. It was yellow. You know, yellow plastic.
Oh, my gosh.
On my little yellow record player that was Red Robin. And it was like my, you know, and it's wake up. And so my brother and I on weekends, we'd go down, we'd plug in my record player in the dining room right under my parents' bedroom, and we would play Red Robin over and over and over again until Mom and Dad got up.
Yeah.
So that's where that came from. Oh, it's always been a favorite song of mine ever since. So, anyway, all right. So, John and Marcy are here. We're going to be talking whales. And they had a terrific time. And I understand the first day they were out there, they had their actual hands on whales. So, I can't wait to hear all the stories. Before we do that, let me tell you what else is going on today. We are going to, because John and Marcy are here, I'm kind of flipping the show, and so what I would normally do in the first hour of the show, we're going to do in the third hour of the show, because John and Marcy are here until about 11 o'clock, and then they've got something else to do, which we'll touch base on that in a moment, too. But I will start the show all over again at 11 o'clock. I've got a recall to tell you about. It's been a while since we've had a pet food recall, but there is a recall this week, and I've got some follow-up and some good news, and we'll do current events, all of that. That will happen in the third hour of the show. And I'll also put on my behavior training and healing hat if necessary. So we'll open the phone lines for behavior training and healing calls in the third hour. So if you've been waiting to talk to me about a problem that's going on with your animal friend after 11 a.m. this morning would be the time to call. And we have our Designing Health Missing Link giveaway as usual. Remember, it is a supplement designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed foods. And the crummier the food you feed, the more you need the missing link. So if you feed cooked or processed foods, you need missing link. And there's a formula for cats, two for dogs, one for birds that we give away on the show. And what you do is just listen for when I give you the missing link word or words of the day. And then you pick up your phone and call Kathy and pick out which version of missing link you would like sent to your door. And it's not a coupon. It's a full bag sent right to your house. So let me give you phone numbers, because we'll also have open phone lines while I'm talking to John and Marcy and we're talking whales. Because if you've got a question about their trip, where they went, the whales, whatever. And I understand. I didn't know until just very recently that I just assumed that they went off on this whale trip by themselves. But apparently you took a bunch of friends. A bunch of you went together. And so they may be listening. And if they are and want to chime in and share some of their stories, they're welcome to call us too. So if you are interested in calling the show for whatever reason today, I will cue you again when it's time to call in for the missing link. Otherwise, you can call and speak to Kathy. Phone numbers, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can send us an email anytime during the show to our live email address. It's very simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. I also want to say a couple of things before we get official. One is, if you haven't been with us to start the show recently, you know that Aji, call screener number 2 of Animal World, has retired. And in case she's listening, Aji, we miss you. And but that opens up a position. We have a volunteer call screening position open for Animal World. So if you've always wanted to be behind the scenes of radio and learn how it works and talk to people, answer phone calls and all that good stuff, we would love to hear from you. It is a volunteer position, but the more the merrier, and as long as we have at least a couple of call screeners, then you don't have to be here every Sunday. And if you are interested, what you need to do is send me an email either to the animalworldlive@hotmail.com address, or you can go to Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, click on the Contact Martha link, and that will bring you through, or click you through to send me an email to my home office address. You can address your own email program to Martha Light, Martha, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. Or you can simply pick up your phone and call me. If you call now, I'm not there. You'll have to leave a message. But you can call 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And Kathy, I know you started to put your headphones on, so you want to chime in about call screeners?
Yes, I was just going to say, we have so much fun.
We do.
So please call in. You'll enjoy it, especially when we get to do the live remotes.
Oh,
it's great. Yeah.
That's
really
when we
fun.
That's when we take the show on the road and have a great time, because we actually get to, they actually let us out of the cage and to interact with people, and it's fun.
Yeah, so, it is.
So anyway, we would love to have you as part of the Animal World family, and if you're thinking that, you might be nervous, it's not a problem. You don't have to talk on the air if you don't want to, but usually, eventually, everybody does, and it's kind of fun, and sometimes you even get to sit in the studio if you want to, and at any rate, we would love to have you. So call screening position is open. All right. Now, the other thing I want to say before we get started is in case you normally just tune in to the first part of the show, so you know for next week. Next week is the third Sunday of the month, and for, going on maybe almost two and a half years now, I have taken the Sunday off so I can go to the Ananda Temple in Bothell. And hosting the show for me has been Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive. And I am sorry to have to tell you that with their very, very busy schedules with the summer coming up, they are stepping away from the microphones. So next Sunday will be their farewell show on Animal World. So I want you to know about it ahead of time so you can plan to listen. It'll be your last chance to let Kim help you connect with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Chat with them. I thought you also might want to call in and thank them and wish them well and all that good stuff. And they're not leaving the area or anything. They'll still be here. But, you know, Kim is kind of addicted to her boat. And we're supposed to be having a really fabulous summer. And they're both really busy with work. And Kevin ends up working a 15-hour day. He wasn't working, actually, this kind of a job when they started hosting the show for me. And at any rate, so next week will be Kevin and Kim's farewell edition. So I hope you will tune in. Call them up and wish them well. And then, okay, we have new plans in the works, but we're not going to tell you what those are as of yet. Yeah, you'll know why I'm chuckling later on when we let you in on it. So I think I have taken care of business. We can now make the show official. And Marcy and John, you may not know how we do that, but after all, it is Sunday. And we make the show official by starting with prayers to St. Francis, patron saint of animals, and also the great saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for all these years. And we have two prayers, one for the animals, which is short, one for the people. We need a little more help. So here we go. This is the prayer for our animal friends. To St. Francis. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and the peace prayer for us humans. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. We are now official. Okay, then. Now, well, we are almost up for our first take care of our advertisers and sponsors break. Why don't we do that a little early, and then we will have plenty of time to get started with our whale conversation. And remember, this is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So please listen, pay attention, thank them, support them. Stay right where you are, because whales, 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 up close and personal is next. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Negativity and fear, two staples of talk radio. Well, we figured we'd try something different. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, and that would be us. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a special Sunday here on Animal World because I'm joined by my family, my cousins, John and Marcy Edwards, are here, and they are here because they have been most recently up close and personal with whales. And we're going to get to that in just a moment, but we're going to help you give you a little background here and how they found out about all of this and what they actually did. But I wanted to go back to John. You guys, you have Marcy lived here all of your life, as I have, and boy, and it's you and John have been together, I think, for like forever. It's kind of unusual these days. How long have you two been married?
Well, 49
years.
Wow,
yeah,
wow,
and yeah. So next year is the big one.
Yeah, the big 50.
Oh, 50.
Yeah.
Oh, I can remember when we did Mom and Dad's 50th. You remember that anniversary? One of the things that you have done that I have always been impressed by is I think, John, did the love of sailing come from you and your family, or did the two of you, how did you get into sailing?
Oh, I've been sailing since I was three.
Since three, okay.
Yeah, so I've always loved sailing, and I have always loved working with kids and racing. Even yesterday, I was out in this beautiful weather teaching 14 little 8-year-old, well, 6 to about 13-year-olds how to sail these little 8-foot Optimus dinghies. And it just fills my soul when I go out there. It's just fun.
All right, so you started, is it called Sail Sandpoint. Sandpoint, and it functions out of Magnuson Park.
Right.
Yes.
But you started, tell us what this is. How long ago did you start this?
When John and I were first married, and he got me hooked on sailing, and we did some sailing
together.
But didn't
John, you grow up in Eastern Washington?
No, I was born in Swedish Hospital here.
Oh, okay,
so I'm really local.
Renton.
And then I was gone for a while for
your dad had
education.
Property, though, over in Eastern Washington.
Yes,
okay,
Moses
but you
Lake.
Grew up in Renton. Okay, all right, so you're local. But so John got you interested in sailing.
So we got to talking. I'm a teacher by profession, and we got to talking about wouldn't it be fun to have a summer sail camp? And we started it down at Leschi on Lake Washington, and then moved it up to Sandpoint when it the opportunity to have a program there.
And that has to be a lot of years ago.
93
was when
that we started.
So that's
Leschi.
20. That's 21 years ago. Yeah. Wow.
And then
wow.
When the Navy surplused the base at Magnuson Park, we looked out and we could envision a killer junior program.
Yeah.
And that junior program has blossomed now to all kinds of non-motorized activity, water activity. And we had 4,200 people go through the program last year.
4,200?
Yeah.
In 1 year?
Yeah.
Incredible, isn't it?
And holy mackerel.
Well, then we have the kayaks and other, boats do multi-hulls. And so
this is a program to teach kids and adults now?
Oh, absolutely.
Because it started out just being kids, didn't it?
Yes.
And now it's kids and adults, and it's teaching people to sail or boat. You said non-motorized.
Yep. We've got outrigger canoes.
People in the local area, in Seattle area, when they drive out Sandpoint Way and past Magnuson Park and the old NOAA area, you see all those kind of canoes and boats and things stacked up against the wall. Is that part of your Sandpoint business?
People store their boats there right on the old tarmac that was used in World War II.
So
and
this
they launch it right from there. They don't have to put the mast up or anything. It's already up, ready to go.
Wow. So you guys started this way back when, and it's a program for kids. Is it through the school district, or is it private? I mean, how do people find out about this or get involved?
It's through the Seattle Parks, and they can find out information by going down there, or they can look on Seattle on the sailsandpoint.org online and get all kinds of information. Yeah,
cool. So the program you started was for children, and you still have there's still a children's program there, but apparently now, I mean, with 4,200 people in a year, holy mackerel, adults as well. And what's the youngest? The youngest kids, the age that they can participate in.
We sneak in 5-year-olds every now and then.
Wow!
So,
wow!
But mainly about 6 on up.
We have like a mommy and me and a daddy and me type of program too for the kids and the parents.
Okay. And I said, there's a nominal fee of some kind through the park department, or
it's a nonprofit, and we don't want it to be a rental place, so. Or we don't want it to be a ritzy yacht club type of place. So what we've done is give you buy a card, and you can go out for 5 times or 10 times or a whole season, and very inexpensively. It's like $275 for all year.
Wow!
To go out and rent these boats, not rent them, just use them.
Huh.
And it's a nonprofit, and
is there classroom study for the kids, or is it all practical, hands-on, get in a boat, we'll teach you how to sail or row or whatever we're learning?
It's both.
Okay.
But the younger you are, the more hands-on you have to be, but it's fun. They love it. It's like riding a bike. You don't go have a class for a 6-year-old to ride a bike.
Right. Okay, so obviously it's underway now in April, because you said you were there yesterday.
Yeah.
When does it begin? Is it weather dependent?
The classes are primarily during summer vacation for, you know, the week-long half-day or full-day programs. And not only at Sails Hand Point, at Magnuson Park, but we've expanded to Kirkland.
Really?
Even Corinth Yacht Club on the Sound, we have some there.
Wow.
And classes. So we've grown.
Excellent.
And there's a lot of fun. And the kids play games, and they learn by doing things, not only, you know, practical exercises, and they're out on the boat having fun races. And so It's a great program. The kids love it. They just love it. Yeah.
Well, it really sounds like a lot of fun. Of course, when we were growing up, there was nothing like that. The closest we came to that was going down to the University of Washington and running canoes. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, paddling around Lake Washington. And that was certainly
fun.
Nobody taught us what we were doing. And I think, frankly, we're probably lucky to be alive, all the stuff we used to do. Are you guys still directly involved with the program, or have you handed it off to others at this point?
I'm on the board.
You're on the board. Yeah. Okay.
We are not.
Because you did the whole shebang.
We founded it and started the whole thing.
We were teaching and directing the program in the early years. But I think that we felt that we just have some wonderful instructors. We have wonderful staff. And so we thought, you know, we're going to get a sailboat and do some sailing of our own. And in a way, that's one of the things that inspired us to do the trip that we've recently made to see the whales. We were we've made several trips up the Inside Passage on our sailboat, and as we were sailing, we would see humpback whales and orca whales and a lot of different, and you know, the dull porpoises would swim.
A lot of marine life,
and the dull porpoises would go back and forth, swim in the bow wave, and so this was we were very open to, you know, this particular experience that we had down in Baja when our neighbor and a couple that lived in our neighborhood mentioned that they, through the orca network, they had found out about this experience down in Baja. So,
oh, that's cool. All right. Well, and we'll kind of segue off onto that in a moment. But I just wanted to finish up. That's one reason why you're not going to stay in the studio with us for the whole show today. Because even though, I mean, you're on the board of the Sail Sandpoint and stuff, but apparently you still volunteer and help out, right? Because you were out there yesterday with the kids,
exactly.
And you're going back today to do some more.
Yeah, do some more of that. And we're building a Dockmaster building, you know, that's really tall,
yeah,
so we can get paddle boards in there and everything. So,
so you're
we're busy.
Well, you picked a lovely weekend to help out.
Oh, it's been a fabulous weekend, and I think that. It's been a really, I have to emphasize too that there are just so many volunteers that have come down and made it possible to have that.
Well,
kind of
program. And I just want to make sure for anybody that's listening that wants to check it out, that doesn't know about it and wants to get involved with their kids, could you Google like Sail Sandpoint?
Sailsandpoint.org.
Sailsandpoint.org.
And if you have questions, it's 206-525-8782.
Okay, so that's sailsandpoint.org. You can call them at 206-525-8782. All righty. So it's kind of your love of the water and sailing and all of that also kind of moved into love of marine life and being around whales. And you say you've sailed, what, from here up to Alaska?
That's right.
How many times have you done that?
Three times.
Yeah. And we're talking, you know, it must be not your just flimsy little sailboat that you go on. It's got to be a fairly good-sized boat. How large a boat do you go on?
Well, it's been three different boats that have gone up,
okay.
But
the
smallest was a 36-foot sailboat, and then we had a 39-foot boat that we went up in with Sunny.
Sunny, your golden retriever, Sunny.
Yeah. And our son and his friend. So that was, you know.
So you don't own a big sailboat. Is this like, so you rent a boat for these trips?
No, we owned all of them.
You owned them.
And then we just a year ago sold our 43-foot Scepter sailboat, and we, you know, just the two of us go up there, and it's fun.
So it's a sailboat, even though it's a 42-foot, that seems
43.
Seems pretty large.
Yeah.
And so that obviously would be a boat. Is that a boat that people, we could live aboard if you wanted to?
Oh, yeah.
But the two of you can handle it on a sail like that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, recently in the news, been that story about, you know, the family that was kind of sailing around the world, but their sailboat got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, their little baby was sick. Have you been following that story?
We heard about it. It was a terrible tragedy,
Well, it's not a tragedy. They all came back.
They all were rescued.
The boat didn't, but
the fact that it was a very scary thing, obviously. And
I think they lost steering. I think so. And so they, and then they had the sick little baby.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and kind of they were a ways out. They were somewhere.
Yeah, they were 1,000 miles offshore or something.
But fortunately,
you're right. It could have been a whole lot worse. It was a very.
Yeah, and I just heard. a little bit of news where that they were getting some flack about, you know, what kind of parents are you out in the middle of nowhere on this boat with your kids? And then heard a statement from the wife saying, well, you know, we're just a regular family and we're doing the best we can with our kids, but we're showing them the world. And to me, that sounds like kind of a cool thing to do. So what do you think about what they're doing with the family?
Is that an irresponsible thing for
them to do, or is this kind of just a fluke sort of thing?
It's hard to know. You know, I think that maybe the children were young. We've certainly read and known people who have done this and have been fine. The children were young, and maybe the boat wasn't as prepared as it might have been. I just don't know the whole story.
We took David, our young, our oldest son, when he was 8 months old, put a harness on him and went all up to the thing. Oh yeah, it was
in the
to
island,
me
a lot of
as a sailor. If you know what you're doing, I don't fault them at all. I really don't. In Denmark, it's almost a tradition that those little kids get put in a harness and at birth almost. I mean, it's just an accepted thing. So it's not that bad if you're safe.
All right. So somehow this world of sailing and everything for you guys kind of led you, what, to this Orca network, you said, that you found out about the trip and so forth. Tell us about that.
Well, our neighbors had mentioned that they had heard about through the Orca Network here in the Northwest about an opportunity to make this trip down to Baja, and it was one of those spur of the moment things. In February, we heard about it. It sounded absolutely fascinating. We looked online and saw what it was about, and we called the director of the this EcoTour program, and he sounded very, you know, very excited, enthusiastic, of course, but it did sound wonderful. And so just on the spur of the moment, in about a day, we decided, well, you know, why not? This would be a chance of a lifetime. And there were two spots left on this trip. Our neighbors had already decided they were going to go. We said, why not, you know? And so we chose the week of the peak of the season when the migration of the gray whales come up along the coast of, they're traveling from the lagoons on the west coast of Baja on the Pacific side. From the lagoons of there's three that are the major ones. The one furthest north is Ojo de Liebre, and that's the one we went to. And then there's San Ignacio Lagoon, and then there's the Magdalena Lagoon. And those three are the major ones where the whales will go to mate and give birth. And then after they're there for 2 to 3 months, and then they will go head north. They head north up through the, you know, along the coast.
It's interesting because there's actually some whales in the news stories today.
Oh, really?
And so now you went at the peak of the birthing season down there. And
that's
so
right.
When were you actually down there?
We were there the 25th of February. Through the 2nd of March.
Okay, 25. Okay, through the 2nd of March. Because this is from the paper this week, Gray Whales Visible Off State's Coast. And this is out of Port Angeles. The spring migration of whales is underway as more than 20,000 swim from their breeding waters off Baja, Mexico, to rich feeding grounds in Alaska's Bering Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Migrating whales can be seen from many locations along the Washington coast or the Strait of Juan de Fuca, where some stray. The Quileute tribe held a ceremony Friday at La Push to welcome the whales.
Okay.
The Peninsula Daily News reported the tribal school students performed traditional dances that recalled the tribe's history of hunting whales from canoes with ropes made from cedar floats and seal skins. So that's going on. The males are migrating north now. So they were apparently the end of February and March, they were still down in the Baja area in these lagoons. They had birthed and are
right.
raising their babies.
Yeah.
And then I assume what they wait until the babies are old enough. And then right. everybody and swims up to Alaska? Is that the deal?
The
mothers with the babies, they stay down there a little bit longer than the single females and males. Yeah. because they are feeding their babies.
Right, that's what I was wondering.
And they have to get, a lot of blubber in them so they can survive get the energy and survive the cold waters up north. So they leave a little bit later.
All right.
With the babies. The babies stay with the mother 7 months. They're nursing 7 months.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Seven months. Yeah, that's right.
No, they're together. They're weaned after 7 months.
Right.
And of course, at that time, they're up in the Bering Sea.
So I don't know. We're going to learn. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors again for the last time in this hour. But as we continue, it reminded me. You talked about they have to store a lot of blubber. Mike told me some blubber here earlier. The story, but I want to learn more about gray whales because I know that like orcas, when the babies are born, they stay in a pod and their family and they stay together. I don't know that much about gray whales and do they stay together as well and all of that. So we'll find out more what trip they went on and all that sort of stuff, and then we'll get a detailed description of the whole thing. So stay right where you are. We're headed to Baja with the gray whales straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Hey, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150. Got it? Cool.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I am delightfully joined by my cousins, John and Marcy Edwards, are here in the studio with us, and I invited them to join us here today because they've been up close and personal with whales down in the Baja Lagoons, gray whales, and their birthing time, and what an experience they've had. So we were just getting rolling talking about that, but I'm going to back up just a minute because we had a question come in. We were talking originally about your love for sailing and that you would sail from here up to Alaska, and that you've done that, what, three times. And somebody wants to know, did you start your sail from Puget Sound?
Yes.
Yes, from Chilchill.
From Chilchill,
specifically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chilchill, and how far up north in Alaska did you go?
Well, we went as up the Inside Passage to Juneau, and then went out in the ocean through the through the Peril Strait to Sitka, and then out in the ocean, and came down around the south end of Baranoff Island, and to back down into the Inside Passage. So
cool. And approximately how long did you take to make a sail like that?
First time was about 2.5 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was an all-summer thing. And then the second time we were delivering a boat of friends of ours up to Juneau. And so we flew home. So that was it's about a month.
Yeah, no wonder I never see you guys. You're always off traveling.
But, and, you know, you wait for the weather windows and, you know, go. Sometimes you just sort of have to hang out in a harbor and wait out the weather a little bit.
Well, I would imagine that's a wise thing to do.
It is.
You hear so many stories about, you know, of course, I suppose you're not in the bad times of weather like some of the fishing boats and stuff, or get out far enough but...
Well, I think that we did spend one trip, you know, pretty much in our foul weather gear the whole time.
And so then, you always went prepared.
Yeah. And the next trip, it there was only 2 days that it really rained, and the rest of it was just sunshine.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you just don't know on the weather, but you go regardless. You know,
right.
We have fun, whatever.
Okay. So let's get back to whales then. So your neighbors said, hey, We're going down to see the gray whales and so forth, and so you checked it out online. Now you found out about it through this Orca Network. Now, is that a group or a website, or what is the Orca Network?
I think it's an association of in the Northwest that watches, you know, that is interested in the whales. And for example, the gray whales, I think through the Norca Network, we were hearing that there were gray whales scooping up, what do we call them, the shrimp, the ghost shrimp off of Langley on Whidbey Island.
Mm. So this do they have a website or something that you went to check this stuff out?
Actually, our friend, we did hear... our friend said that the eco tour that we went to was something that I guess maybe we found out through them.
Oh, okay.
Through the Orca Network, but the name of the if you want to know the name of the group. Yeah, it's called Baja Air Ventures.
Baja Air Ventures.
And I think that's all.
Now, I know you guys are very much into ecology and taking care of Mother Earth. And in fact, you have a foundation that does just that.
Right.
But you call this eco-tours. Is that because, what? How come?
I think that this group, this association, when we talked, when that was one of the things that we were just learning about is, you know, how... what kind of an impact or that it might have on the whales. And so we found out that they educate when you go down there. They spend quite a bit of time talking to you about the whales and educating you and they tell you that in this on this tour that there will not be, there is minimal impact because there are regulations that these whale watching groups have. I mean, they can only have so many permits per lagoon. Only a certain number of boats are allowed to go at any one time.
So you checked this all out ahead of time to make sure that this was a good company and tour to go with.
Yeah.
And that they were responsible with the environment and the whales and all of that stuff.
And that they followed the, and they would have, and the drivers of the boats are all local drivers that would be very knowledgeable about the whales in that area and know what things they would have to do to protect them.
So Baja Air Ventures.
Yeah, Baja Air Ventures.
And you liked it. You think this is a good deal, huh?
It was a really fabulous experience. And one of the, I think, unique things, there are many whale watching trips.
I think there are
groups that go out of San Diego and go in a larger boat. And they go all the way down the coast to the lagoons, and it takes two, three days. And there are probably some that fly down there too. With this Baja Air Ventures, it was a very small group.
It was you and then your neighbors, so that's two couples.
There were five couples all together.
And another couple local here.
Yeah.
But then a couple other from around the states, you said?
Yeah, and then there was one from, in Tennessee and North Carolina, some other places.
So five couples.
Five couples.
So that's 10 people.
10 peoples and two ten people and two pilots.
Oh,
so it was a very small group. And the interesting thing is that.
Yeah, so did you fly from here up here in Seattle?
Well, we met the group in San Diego.
Down to San Diego and met there.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, before we get into what happened after that, I want to deviate just a moment here because you and I happened to talk when you were making the arrangements to go on this trip, and just as a sideline, we were getting together because one of your kids, your oldest, David, and his wife and kids are getting ready to get a dog, and they hired Aunt Martha to come over and kind of coach that process. You also, John and Marcy, you're thinking about getting another dog. Mm-hmm. So we were doing dog stuff together, and the subject of, we just decided, we're going on this trip to see the whales, you know, down at Baja. And I said, well, I remember I did an interview, had a guy in the studio with me a number of years ago that wrote a fabulous book, and that was Doug Thompson. The book's called Whales, Touching the Mystery, and it's a book and a DVD, and I couldn't remember, I'll have to look up here, how long ago this book... So 2006, this book came out, and it's published by my friend Maureen, New Sage Press. So, and you were able to get the book, because I said, you got to get this book, because, you know, this book is all about, you know, behind the gray whales and you know, DVD and all that stuff. So I told you about it, and your book is more worn than mine, so you got the book right away. Did you order it through the publisher, or did you get it someplace else?
We got it online.
I think online. Amazon.
Yeah, probably Amazon. What's it called? Anyway, folks, if you're interested, would you recommend this book?
Oh, very much. So we read it before we went down there. We continued to, touch.
You took it with you,
said. Yes, took it with us. It went in the boat with us sometimes in my backpack. I think the thing that is so great about this book is that not only it talks about his personal experience in being with the whales over a long period of time, or 30 years, I think, and he gives a great overview of the history of whale watching and also just of the whole history of the whales in the you know, and their migration and description of the whales. And but what was so fascinating was and just awesome and believable was his own personal experience and how he felt about it and how it had really changed his life in so many ways with being able to be down there and communicating with the whales.
Yeah, I remember the book is a fabulous book. I did read it back in 2006. Yeah. But, you know, I'm realizing, geez, you know, I guess you can only keep so much current in your mind. I'm going to have to read it again. But I now that you're talking about it, I remember the stories he tells and about the history of everything and all of that. It's just a fabulous education. Yeah. And it's called Whales, Touching the Mystery by Doug Thompson. So Marcy and John ordered the book. They found it online. You can go to newsagepress.com and get the book if you like, but you can probably find it on Amazon. And it's a paperback. It's not an expensive deal. And did you enjoy the DVD as well?
Yes, yes. All right. That was great. And it really shows, because it shows you the whales and how they are coming with the mothers and the babies and how they're coming to the boat. And I think that one of the things that was so, it just really made an impression, because you wonder, well, are you going to be out there in a boat chasing whales or just what? Because there are there are various whale watching tours, and you just don't know whether you're going to be put together.
Well,
with
we
a
think
lot
about
of
it too. From here, we think of what it's like out in Puget Sound and so forth.
Yeah, yeah. You know, these are small boats, and so you can see on the DVD, and you can also read about it, and there are pictures. You can see that these are not huge ships. They're very small open boats. You go, I mean, they're what,
24 feet.
24 feet.
With an outboard.
Well, an outboard motor, yeah, they're small boats.
But the thing of it is that you are not out chasing. You the drivers, and they are local drivers of the boats, they know where to go, where the whales might be, but, you know, not exactly.
And we're going to get into all of those details. We've got to close out our first hour here. But for those of us who can't either, don't have the time, can't afford it, or whatever, can't go on an actual trip like you did, is this book, Whales Touching the Mystery, is this a good way to get in touch with those gray whales and understand all of this without actually doing the trip?
Absolutely. I was very touched and moved by his descriptions in the book. I really felt in a way that I was there.
Yeah, and I can remember back in 2006 when I had Doug in the studio and we talked about it and I read the book. I actually felt like I had been with the whales, so it really is a great experience. All right, everyone, I want you to stay right where you are, because we're going to close out hour number one, we're going to fire up hour number two, and then we're jumping on a plane and we're going to San Diego. Is that where we're hooking up with everybody? And we're going to go day by day and find out what this adventure was all about. And when you find out how close and personal they were. I mean, John's been describing whale hair follicles to me. So how close do you have to be to do that? So anyway, stay right where you are. Gray whales and babies coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.